The following was produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated in Memphis, Tennessee.
Anyone can say they're the best, and it's not easy being the best. Get in and see why Wizards is the best. With spring, it's time to freshen up your home and neutralize those old smells with a brand new Woodwick candle. Get in and check out all the fragrances like Beachfront Cottage, Bergamot and Basil, Clean Rain, Cool Linen, and countless others, all on sale right now. Mention Radio Memphis and get an additional 20% off at checkout. 1999 Madison Avenue in the heart of Midtown. Online at wizardsmemphis.com. Open every day. Wizards, because it's still smoking. Must be 18 or older to purchase smoking-related items. Hello, my name is Rick Cheddar, and this is From Radioland. Greetings, salutations, hello, hey, how's it going? Welcome to another episode from Radioland, episode number 166. Yay, yeah, buddy. Just cruising along here in the spring weather that we have. Of course, I'm inside, although I should be outside. There was a run of shows that we did with this thing where we were actually outside, out in the park. Perhaps I may do a couple of more of those. Those were fun. They do take a little bit of planning these days. Because here, look, I do actually make some notes now. It's not, you know, it's not a huge thing, but I do have some notes that I use. But, you know, a lot of, because there's so much that has, that happens now, and I'm adding music to all of this business, and we're just doing our thing, man. Just doing our thing. It's been an interesting, few weeks around here. The Pirate Radio Recording Studios is up and running. We're thrilled about that. We're actually recording now, which is an interesting concept, because having a radio station that's attached to a recording studio, or vice versa, however you'd like to see this, this is a new thing. I don't know of anybody that does this. And here's what's remarkable about it is that we're able to actually have an output channel from the recording control and put it directly on the air, which is really kind of neat. Especially if a band is in there and everybody's mic'd up and everybody's, you know, mixed right and we're ready to go. And you can do a live show with a full band that actually sounds the way that it should instead of just ambient miking. And we're real thrilled about this. Absolutely thrilled. You can find more at our website at radio-memphis.com. You'll see a banner ad that will rotate at the very top of the page, and it'll say Pirate Radio Recording Studios. Give it a click, and there's some stuff going on there. So whether you're a musician or whatever, and you're in the Memphis area or not, and you want to come here to make a record, you can do it in our very historic studio. So how about that for a plug? I'm going to have to send them a bill. No, it's all good. It's all right there. And we've got a Facebook page for it out now, and it's good. We're pretty thrilled about it. And it brings me to what I was thinking about this time out. I have a friend, I have several friends, colleagues in this business. This girl was driving. She travels a bit. She's on the road. She's up in the Midwest. Ohio, Iowa area, Pennsylvania, and she's traveling about, and she said it's kind of a weird pet peeve where she'll be listening to a radio station that she'll just happen to come across while she's driving, and she'll hear one style of song, say a country song, followed by a rock and roll tune, and then followed thirdly by I don't know, a blues tune or jazz or something different, rap or something. And between all three of these songs, they just go from one song to the next without any what is called imaging. There's no identifier, if you will, even a quick little tune, Radio Memphis. They don't even have that. And this is a trend now with radio stations that are in essence jockless. They're just loading up music, and they're just going with it. And they go from one song to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next. And no real identifier. And I've understood this. Okay, first of all, the format. Let's talk about the different styles of music that are happening. There's a station here in Memphis that does it. It's called Guess. Guess FM, because you don't know what's coming up next, babe. And it is. It's a guessing game. That's sort of the vibe here. I get it. It's a novelty. They'll go from Elton John to metal, you know, to, you know, Motorhead. I don't know if it's that drastic or not, but still, that's what their hook is. Aside from the fact is, guess where they are on the dial, because their signals are so weak that they're literally in our area, in our county, they're spread across three separate transmitters and are on different frequencies. So wherever it is that you are in the city, you have to know where you're going. Genius level stuff, folks. And when you listen to it for about, oh, I don't know, an hour, you can kind of figure out what they're doing, because they've got a very narrow playlist. But at any rate, this trend that is happening amongst music stations is called the Jack format. It's been under different incarnations over the years. It's been around a long time. Radio Memphis sort of employs a version of the Jack format by having different styles of music that might come around. But the difference is that we do put some imaging in there. We do put an identifier in there. People need to know that they're listening to something other than some, you know, algorithmic bullshit. And the reason why these radio stations are not doing this imaging thing and they're just playing song after song after song after song after and then mixing up the formats is because in their minds, they feel that they are competing with the shuffle button on your iPad or on your iPod, rather, or however it is that you listen to your music, or that you're, you know, trying to compete with the algorithm that is Pandora, which doesn't even really get into the Jack format, quite frankly. It's just that's just how this works. And as my friend was driving through the region that this radio station was broadcasting, she was actually, because apparently it was a low wattage thing, she was listening to the point where I don't think she ever found out who it was. There's no jock. And if there are, they're pre-recorded. They were called voice tracking or astroturfed. You know, It's a shame. And meanwhile, because we talked about the NAB a couple of weeks ago, and we pointed out how out of touch those people are. And it's true. The National Association of Broadcasters are way out of touch. Apparently, it goes even further than that. Apparently, that there are radio station programmers or program directors, if you will, that feel that this is the best way that they can compete with what you're listening to. Musically, that is. What they fail to understand, or, well, no, they do understand this. What they fail to admit is that what drives radio, and this is going to hurt you people when I say this, what drives radio is live human beings speaking. Now, granted, I'm saying this in a recorded format that you're listening to it at your own on-demand will. This is vastly different. I host a live show on Radio Memphis. I have two of them, actually. I'm on there 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. Nice plug. And on Sunday nights, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. with the Blues Show. And it's live. We don't voice track that stuff. Now, granted, down the way, we'll probably get into some pre-recorded shows that are not music-based. It's a little different. You can have like a talk show. You can, in essence, run a podcast on the thing. And you know, we're toying with some ideas way down the road. But as far as your general workday consumption, passive consumption of programming, of songs, and discussion, perhaps news, a couple of people telling jokes, hey, ha-ha. It has to be live. It really does. Late last night, I was watching a video of an interview that took place between Dick Cavett, who was just a tremendous interviewer, and Orson Welles. And at the beginning of the thing, they were talking about the prevalence in television at that time that the things were taped, you know. And Orson, being the interesting actor and human being that he was, he's sitting there with his cigar and he's leaning back in his chair and he says, I think all things on television and radio should be live, don't you? And he said it in a way that it was just like, well, of course it should be. It would be ludicrous to think otherwise. All things should be. And I get that. It's not always practical for an operation like us to necessarily have that, or this show, for example. I don't know that it would translate into a live broadcast as well. Of course, you know, I could just pop the thing up on Facebook Live and you guys can see it for what it is. However, with that being said, there is this whole notion that being live adds a very intimate level of communication that occurs between listener and artist itself that is doing their thing. We've noticed over the years at Radio Memphis that our numbers, which fluctuate, we can check them by the hour, they tend to be higher when there's somebody on the air. Imagine that. When it's just music, they tend to be lower. Well, FM stations, they have to see the same thing. But the reason why they won't admit to this, and they know this, the reason why they don't admit to themselves and to the industry as to why, is because it costs money. It costs money to put somebody on the air. There's a lot going on there. You have to be prepared for that. And I get it. But at the same time, if you're competing for listeners, you have to give the audience something to listen to, right? How about another swing at an Eagles song again? So because they are a classic rock station, or they're whatever, a country station or whatever, they're going to try and compete. They're going to try to compete with what you have in your shuffle and the list of music that you listen to on your phone that you already have, or the Pandora or the Spotify or whatever it is that you listen to. They're trying to compete with that as though that makes some sort of difference. And look, I get Pandora. I understand it. I've played around with it a little bit. I'm not that big of a music lover to sit down and do the thing, because I'm more of a classic kind of radio individual that believes that people should be speaking, or podcast. I do enjoy them. There's several that I do pay attention to. Be that as it may, when you have the human being speaking on topics aside from sports and news, which I have beefs with both of those, if it's just, whether it's stuff like this, whether it's relating, if the only news that sometimes, at least the way I feel about it, and I'm biased, of course, because I host a show that does this, we deal with morning show typical fodder. If this is, you know, the story of the hippo that ate the midget, you know, that kind of thing, which is it turned out to be an urban legend. That actually, the long story. Or the giant babies born by natural whatever in some little podunk town in Nevada. These are things that people are entertained by and distracted from the real news of the world. And not that this stuff is fake news. It's not. It's all real news. It's just stuff that you just don't normally see or hear about, because the mainstream media, if you will, are going to be hammering down your throat the latest from the White House, or the latest from Syria, or for the latest from wherever. And which, by the way, if you're consuming news, which you should, I highly recommend you find a news source that you at least check in on every once in a while that doesn't originate from the United States of America. I know that sounds horrible, but if you're really wanting to have a non-biased look, check out like the BBC or Feature Story News. Radio Memphis is with FSN, so, you know, and it's interesting. They're based in London, both of them, BBC and FSN. And what's interesting, because they have no vested interest on the outcome of a story, positive or negative. They don't care. And when they take that care out of it, since they have no vested interest in it, you're basically getting both sides of the story and somewhat of a reaction as to how ludicrous it may be or how good something may be. Make sense? Good. Because this is what I recommend. Oh, Rick, and I'm being very patriotic. I'm being plenty patriotic. But I'm tired of being spoon-fed stuff that is being, you know, from a source that is alt-right or it's far left or social or whatever the case may be. I'm not interested in that. And by the way, people, don't get your news from Facebook. You're just getting a reaction to the news. You can, if you have a Twitter account, and you know a good number of you do, you can follow things like BBC or Feature Story. And when something happens, then you can know, and I'll usually have a link so you can read more about it. It's just that simple. And Lord knows we are inundated with heavily biased things as it is. And now back to the topic at hand, back to radio, as it were, conservative talk radio has been a mainstay of the industry for decades. And there are a lot there. It's so funny too, because you'll hear a lot of Republican types will say, "Oh, the liberal media." There's conservative media too, but it's kind of funny that way. But for some bizarre reason, talk radio had turned into a very conservative thing, and it's odd because now it doesn't seem to be quite as popular. It's certainly not as popular with the younger set, because really, quite frankly, the 18 to 34 year old people, they're tired of hearing this shit. They're done with that. They want something of substance. They want something a little different. They want something that makes them feel good or they feel educated about. Because that's just it. This is what radio and it's what broadcasting in general should be about. It should be about being entertained and educated and enlightened. Wow, those are three things that started with the letter E, and I just didn't realize that because I just came off the top of my head. But that's what that was. Ed Murrow has said the same thing. To wit, unless the television strives to educate, and I don't have the direct quote, but unless television strives to educate and enlighten you, it's really nothing more than a box of lights and wires. And he's absolutely correct. Newton Minow was the one that came out and said television was a vast wasteland. Spend any time with the Kardashians lately, you'll know exactly how that is. And radio has turned into the same thing, unfortunately. Radio is about songs being played over and over on repeat. Now with the new shuffle feature. And no human interaction because nobody cares. And that's kind of how they feel about it. But what if they... Not that I'm going to tell these people how to... Well, fuck it. I'll tell them how to do their job. If broadcasters at work... And commercial FM radio want to understand themselves and want to profit. It's an inside joke there. If they want to profit from this, then what they need to do is bring back human beings and step away from the music for a little bit. Now, the other thing we've seen AM radio basically turn into just a joke because it sounds horrible. And why should we, as a consumer, subject ourselves to something that sounds bad?
I don't know. It's the only place I can get my, I can hear Rush Limbaugh.
See, these guys, like Rush and all those Hannity and all those cats, why they haven't embraced podcasting is beyond me. But, big but here. The content that exists in AM should move on to FM, and FM should get rid of music. That's been a thought of mine for a long time. And there's been, I know there's some people out there that are probably hollering about this.
How else will we discover the latest and greatest artists aside from FM radio?
You're not. No one's discovering a new artist in radio anymore. It doesn't exist. It doesn't happen. Where are the new artists being discovered? They're being discovered on YouTube, on Pandora, on Spotify, on stations like Radio Memphis, independent stations that are devoted to the, not just the preservation, but to the exposure of new artists to a new audience. That's what's important. That's where that is. That's where that exists. And I laugh when you see the stories that come out from time to time from the guys, I don't know if it's the NAB or the FM people or some corporate schmuck at Clear Channel.
It's not Clear Channel anymore. It's iHeartRadio.
Whatever. It's still, you can't, Lipstick Pig, Evil Empire. They will tell you 99% of all new music is discovered on FM radio. That, my friends, is an absolute fabrication. That is one huge pile of bullshit. And the public is not buying it anymore. It's obvious. It really is. It's quite obvious. It's unfortunate, but it's the truth. And as it were, you go on about your lives, consuming the things that you feel is important to you through social media, through what you have on demand, and the passive consumption of live media, which does exist, and it does, and I think it will continue. It's not just because I'm in the industry. It's the fact that I do believe that it won't go anywhere. People still crave some sort of human on the other end. We always do. We may not always admit it, but we always crave that knowledge that there is someone sitting there who wants to talk to you. That's why I'm sitting here right now. But in a live setting, it does also happen in that fashion. There's no editing that goes on into this show. I laugh when I look at, you know, the message boards of the guys that want to get into, how long does it take you to edit your show? How much prep should I do? One of the sad, this is awful. I came across a message board thing on a very popular site. I don't want to out it because these people get beat up enough as it is. But under the term of actual radio, and there was a guy who had posted this question. He said he'd been working for this radio station, whatever market, and that he had now been promoted to an afternoon drive show as a co-host. Yo-hoo! He's a co-host of an afternoon drive show. Hey, it's Chewbacca and Taco Pants afternoons on the Z, baby. And he posts this question. So what do I need to do? This guy had claimed he had been working in the radio industry for about 5 years, and he did not know what to do with this promotion. He didn't know how to handle himself, I guess, that he's being promoted to an afternoon drive show. That's a big deal. And, of course, somebody wrote behind it, if you don't know by now, you're fucked. You're done. Get out. Go away. Get out of the business. Go park cars at a casino. You'll be happier. It was a lot of bitterness that came out. But that's what it was. That was what it was. I'm sitting there reading this thing out. This poor schmuck. He's going to wind up going into the studio on his first day on his afternoon drive extravaganza. And he's going to shit himself because he has no concept of how to run a setup into a punchline. He has no concept of what it takes to prepare for this type of show. On a daily basis, no less. Oh, my God. And this is what they think is saving the industry. Saving the industry for the garbage pile is what has happened. In the meantime, they'll give this kid a shot the second the numbers start to tank because he's unlistenable. That's the problem. There is a balance here. It's one thing to have a human being on there, but it's another to have a really bad human being in there. There is a difference. But if you don't have a professional in there that knows what the hell they're doing, then guess what? The numbers are going to start dropping again, so they'll wind up firing everybody and playing more Boston records. It's unfortunate, I know. But that's the mentality of what's going on inside that little radio that you keep in your car, or God, you don't have one at home. Do people even have clock radio? Can you even buy a clock radio anymore? You know, the bedside table thing? I
got one.
Sure you do. You've had it since 1981. And it still has the little flags on it. It makes noise every time it takes a minute, right? Little twist knob timer so you can listen to some shitty radio before you go to sleep. Yeah, buddy. Such as it is, right? Such as it is.
You can now learn guitar in a structured manner online and do it at your pace. From absolute beginners to advanced players, the New York City Guitar School can get you on the right path on guitar proficiency for less than $30 a month. Look for their banner ad at radio-memphis.com and get started today. And right now, there's even a free course called Guitar Hacks for Beginners you can take to see if this course is even right for you. Look at their ad at radio-memphis.com right now and get started.
Here's what's coming up on the next episode from Radioland with Rick Cheddar.
I was at the grocery store just the other day. I was in a bit of a rush. I had just enough time to get in and get out and, you know, get my thing and go. And I was in there for two items. And I go to the express line, because, you know, you do. And I had two of the registers open, which was nice. And there were a couple of people in one. It was one and the other. I hop into the shortest of the one. And I'm standing there ready to go. And I'm about to... And the little old lady in front of me who had bought, I don't know, 25 items with 12 items in the checkout. God love her. And he'd rang it all up when I got there. So I thought, oh, it's going to be done. She decides to whip out her checkbook and start filling it out. Let's see here. What's today's date? Oh, Jesus Christ.
For previous episodes, go to radio-memphis.com. To download episodes to your mobile device, search the show in iTunes, player.fm, stitcher.com, Pocket Cast, or TuneIn. And now, here's more with Rick Cheddar from Radioland.
It's time to get into a little bit of music. This guy here is he's awesome. He's a friend of the radio station. He is quite the entertainer. Very, very, very talented young man. And he's got a fascinating story to tell. If you ever get a chance to hang out with him, he's just an incredible guy. Very talented songwriter and musician. He's been on the air with us at Radio Memphis several times. In fact, we're looking at bringing him back into our recording studios at some point. Pirate Radio Recording Studios. Here's another plug. His name is Davis Cohen. Great dude, great musician. He's got a song we're going to play for you right now. It's called One Arm at a Time. And here it is from Radioland.
One arm at a time. Will it be his or mine? Can you picture round your shoulder down the line? Gotta take it, baby, one arm at a time. I saw you swinging soft and slow on that top apartment floor. Mm-hmm. Just the very next week, you're two-stepping through my door. Come on, baby, take it one arm at a time. One arm at a time. Oh, can it please be mine? Uh-huh. Can you please come back home? One held you so long. Come on, baby, take it one arm at a time. One arm at a time. Will it please be mine? Come on, baby, take it one arm at a time. Fancy clothes, so that his arm round you shows. But it's mine that holds you light, cause I just can't bear to fight. Gotta take it, baby, one arm at a time. One arm at a time. Really think I could be blind. As I am missed, come on, do it, baby, one arm at a time. Oh, one arm at a time. Will it please be mine? Come on, baby, take it one arm at a time. One arm at a time. Will it be his or mine? Gotta take it, baby, one arm at a time.
One Arm at a Time is the name of the song from Mr. Davis Cohen right here from Radioland. Music, as we do. See, I know this seems sort of kind of, you're probably sitting there, you know, scratching your head after all that whole bloody rant I went through about how FM is messed up, and you know, by playing music. And here I am, I just played a song on this. But see, this is different. You haven't heard that song before, have you? Chances are, unless you listened to Radio Memphis, I'm sure you did. But for the most part, a lot of you haven't heard that song before or really paid any attention to it. See what I mean? This is what we do. You've just now discovered a new artist. I can sit here and tell you, go find his music online, Davis Cohen, C-O-H, or C-O-E-N, excuse me, C-O-E-N. Go find him. download his stuff. I'm sure you'll be delighted by that. He'll be delighted that you spent $1 downloading a tune. That's the whole point. You see? See how this works? It's not hard. Work with me, people. Oh, my damn. All right, well, so there it is. You've heard what's coming up next time. I got to go. It's already late. You would think that I would do this show in a little bit more. You guys are still getting it right on time. I never miss those deadlines. Well, at least I try not to. But the production of it sometimes gets a little harried because I'm not forward thinking enough to think about, perhaps I should produce this on a Wednesday instead of, the day it goes out. Or the week of the day before. Oh, it's confusing. I know. Look, I got to go. I got places to go, people to deal with, and that beer ain't going to drink itself, right? Yeah, buddy. Y'all be sweet. Take care of yourselves. Take care of one another. And for the love of God, quit shooting each other, right? We'll see you next time. I'm Rick Cheddar, and this has been From Radioland.
Rick Cheddar from Radioland is produced by Pirate Radio Studios Incorporated, Memphis, Tennessee. All music performed during this episode was used by permission. No part of this program can be rebroadcast or used in any other way except by written consent. For bookings and other inquiries, you can write the show by sending an email to radioland@pirateradiostudios.com. For more, go to radio-memphis.com.